KLWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. That's 531-2024.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
In the woods with Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
Hey, Tony, we're going to need a little more wood for the fire. Nothing beats the taste of fresh Usinger brats on an open flame.
Did you get more firewood?
Open the back of the truck.
These are bats, Bob.
Beautiful Wisconsin hardwoods, aged 50 years and touched by nothing. Not even a baseball.
Oh, wow.
Usinger brats cooked on Mr. Baseball bats. Doesn't get any better than that.
Just not summer without them.
You said it, pal.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Citgo. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest, Wisconsin Biofuels, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Brewers win this one 3-1. Before we give you the totals, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you from Wrigley Field. Brewers take game one of this series from the Cubs, a final of 3-1. And Josh, how about the totals here this afternoon?
Big eighth inning for the Brewers against Adbert Alzolay makes the difference. 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Milwaukee. They left 7. Meanwhile, the Cubs also had 8 hits, but only 1 run. Also, error-free baseball and 5 left. Elvis Piguero pitched the 7th inning and gets a win. He's 4-0 this year. And not only did Adbert Alzolay take his 4th loss of the season, he got his 5th blown save in the process. Trevor Megill gets the save, his 2nd, in a game that took 2 hours and 37 minutes to play before 33,557 at Wrigley.
How about all those stolen bases today for the Brewers in that 8th inning? Really impressive stuff from the crew. They put on a clinic on the base paths here this afternoon. Well, that's going to do it for us. We're back with you tomorrow afternoon. On Deck Show, built by Menards, gets underway at 12:45, followed by the game at 1:20, Brewers and Cubs. Game two of this series. It'll be Jameson Taillon on the hill for Chicago. Tobias Myers making his 3rd start for the crew in the rotation. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grindle, inviting you to stay tuned for Josh Maurer. He's got the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show coming up. Again, the final score here this afternoon, the Brewers 3 and the Cubs 1. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on-site.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
When you're a working mom like me, time is precious.
Between soccer practice, dance classes, and music lessons, I barely have time and energy left for dinner. But I found a nice little pick-me-up for dessert. Cedar Crest cake pints, like cherry cheesecake. Now I can have my cake and ice cream, too. It's easy, and you know it's delicious because it's Cedar Crest. It's the homemade taste that you don't have to make at home. Look for it in the frozen food section of your local grocer. And remember, if you've got a big family, better get more than just one.
Hey, Milwaukee. Are you looking for a win? Try Unleaded 88. Unleaded 88 is available at lots of Wisconsin gas stations. It's cheaper than regular fuel, and it's better for your engine. Unleaded 88 is grown and produced by Wisconsin farmers. When you fill up with Unleaded 88, you save money, reduce pollution, get a cleaner engine, and you support local farmers. That's a win for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Frustrating through seven innings today at Wrigley for the Milwaukee Brewers. They trailed 1-0, couldn't come up with that big hit. But then all of a sudden things changed in the eighth and they score 3 to win it, 3-1. And they show you why they have been the best road team in Major League Baseball, improving to 13-4 away from American Family Field. Great way to start this six-game trip. Welcome to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. There's a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. Pottawatomie Sportsbook opening today. It's got dozens of self-serve kiosks, a video wall seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. It's truly a sports fan's paradise. Scores are coming up. Everything is under the lights tonight in Major League Baseball other than this one, so we'll get you a preview. Then, of course, later highlights, and we get you set for game two of the series, which will be again in the afternoon tomorrow. The pitching was terrific. We're going to talk a lot about what happened in the eighth inning against Alzolay, but you got to tip your cap to Joe Ross and the three relievers who followed him to get a one-run game for the Cubs. That's all they were able to produce. Five Ortho ASAP strikeouts included. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Let's take a look at what's to come in the Central Division. Brewers now have a two-game lead in the NL Central over the Cubs after this victory. Third-place team is the Cincinnati Reds. They're beginning a series and a tough one against Baltimore. 5:10, so about an hour from now. First pitch, Cole Irvin for the O's and Hunter Green for the Reds. Cincinnati coming off of a 2-4 trip. That was a tough trip through Texas and San Diego. And the other two teams in the division have a struggling club coming to their home ballpark, Pittsburgh and St. Louis. The Pirates are hosting Colorado. 5:40 Central first pitch. Martin Perez for Pittsburgh, which has lost, how about this, 16 of their last 21 games. They were swept at Oakland earlier this week, but Colorado has the worst record in the National League. Meanwhile, the Cardinals hosting the team with the worst record in all of baseball, the Chicago White Sox. 7:15, first pitch tonight at Busch. Sonny Gray on the bump. Cardinals just dropped 2 of 3 in Detroit. But again, they're hosting the 6-25 Chicago White Sox. When we come back here to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show, more games to preview for tonight after a 3-1 Brewers win at Wrigley on the Brewers Radio Network.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Baseball on the radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Experienced lawyer on how to preserve evidence, document your losses, and protect yourself from the insurance company. But why can't I trust the insurance company? Despite clever, funny insurance company ads, they're in the business of making money. Paying as little as possible to you is good business for them, but not for you. I'm Pat Dunphy. Call Cannon and Dunphy.
Need your baseball fix? We've got you covered.
Swing and a drive to right, and
this is the home of Brewers baseball, WTMJ.
You know, this is going to be a tough road trip. Brewers facing two teams that have played extremely well in their home ballparks this year, the Cubs and the Royals, and they start off the six-gamer with a come-from-behind 3-1 win against Chicago. Time for the home run distance recap. The longest home run this season thus far for the Brewers was 448 estimated feet off the bat of William Contreras. Why not be William Contreras, huh? The home run distance brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. Elsewhere in baseball tonight, you got the hottest team in baseball starting a series with the Boston Red Sox. I'm talking about the Minnesota Twins. They're trying for an 11th consecutive win. Chris Paddock against Tanner Houck. That's the pitching matchup, 7:10, first pitch Central Time. Red Sox, 18-14. They've played well, but the Twins, again, they've won 10 in a row. And the heavyweight series out at Chavez Ravine gets underway, 9:10 Central. The Braves and Dodgers. Charlie Morton, the ageless one for Atlanta. Gavin Stone gets the ball for Dave Roberts' team. Dodgers have gotten hot. They've won 8 of 10. And Atlanta comes in with the best record in baseball. That should be a fun series all weekend. For every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. And so far this season, with 38 homers, OAW has donated $3,800 to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. The difference today was 2 runs, 3-1 Milwaukee, and we'll get you the highlights after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of Lacrosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, NAPA has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at NAPA. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61, Boscoville.
Hello, my name is Brandi Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. Did you know that most addictions start in adolescence? Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25, so it's important to be there for them and support their health. Wisconsin Social Host Law is in place to protect our young people. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Podcast.
3-1 Milwaukee. What a way to begin a 13-game season series against the rival Cubs. You come from behind at Wrigley and take a 2-game lead in the Central Division. It's the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. There's a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. Pottawatomie Sportsbook has dozens of self-service kiosks, a video wall, seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. It's truly a sports fan's paradise, and it's opening today. Josh Maurer back with you. The highlights of this one brought to you by Prevea Health. We are led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Before we begin any kind of treatment, we take the time to listen and understand. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. Pitcher's duel between Hayden Wesneski and Joe Ross. In fact, nobody scored till the sixth inning. Brewers left five on base over the first four. Then Wesneski got particularly stingy. He ended up retiring the final eight batters that he faced. Five of those came on strikeouts. Ross was even more stingy through the first five, but a two-out home run in the sixth by Christopher Morel. On a day with the wind blowing in, we weren't sure that we'd see a ball hit over the fence, but Morel did it to center. That made it 1-0 Cubs. And after Wesneski was pulled with one out in the seventh and Richard Lovelady then got three outs to bring us to one out in the eighth inning, it remained 1-0. But that's when the struggling Cubs reliever Edbert Alzolay was brought into the game by Craig Counsell. And Jackson Churio pinch hitting for Sal Frelick. He had a terrific at-bat, got an infield single and stole second base. So there with one out, here was William Contreras.
2-2 pitch. Lined into left field. That is going to get down. Churio racing around third. Here's the relay to the plate. Churio in there safely. Contreras ties it up with an RBI single here in the eighth. An aggressive send by Jason Lane. Swanson on the cutoff. Delivered it home, but Jackson just too fast. And he slid in there safely. And we are tied at one.
Yeah, the 20-year-old really made it happen. And, of course, Contreras delivered. But then Tyler Black struck out for the second out of the inning. But Contreras stole second base to get into scoring position with Willy Adames up there.
2-2. Ground ball back up the middle. It'll sneak through and into center field. Contreras around third. He will score. Adames delivers. And the Brewers take a 2-1 lead.
Ninth RBI in the last three games for Willie, and he stole second base. Sensing a theme here, Jake Bowers was the next batter.
So now Adames into scoring position, and a two-ball, two-strike count on Bowers. The pitch lined into center. That'll get down for a base hit. Adames streaking around third. He will score that big insurance run. Bowers comes through. 3-1 Milwaukee.
Brewers would score three, steal four bases in that eighth inning against Edbert Alzolay and then Colton Brewer, who finished it. Alzolay's fifth blown save of the year. Yoel Piamps pitched a scoreless eighth, and then Trevor Megill on for the ninth, got the first two out, and the last hope for Chicago was Dansby Swanson.
A one pitch. Lifted in the air. Shallow right field. Churio racing in. Out goes Terang. It's Churio who calls him off, makes the catch, and the Brewers take game one at Wrigley. They come from behind with a three-run eighth inning, and they take down the Cubs 3-1 here this afternoon in Chicago.
This is the fifth time already in 5 weeks this season the Brewers have had a three-game winning streak. They improved to 20-13 and two games clear of the Cubs in the Central. Back to wrap it up with a look down on the farm right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win as all landowners receive green for their logs, and Mother Nature stays green as well. give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center.
Wrapping things up, Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame, a come from behind 3-1 win for the Brewers. Time to go down on the farm, brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. You can stop by for all of your lawn and garden needs, like fertilizer, gardening supplies, lawn mowers, and so much more. Or shop online at farmandfleet.com. Name to keep an eye on for minor league pitchers is Brett Witrowski. He has kind of burst onto the scene this year. His velocity has been impressive. He's been promoted up to Double-A Biloxi, and Witrowski is going to pitch for the Shuckers at Tennessee tonight at 6 Central Time. Witrowski was brilliant with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Now getting a shot at the Double-A level tonight for those Shuckers. Can't wait to see what he does. He's a name that's generating a lot of buzz. Well, we're back at it tomorrow afternoon. Brewers try to clinch a series against Craig Council's Cubs. Pat Murphy will be back in the dugout. And we'll be back on the air with the on-deck show built by Menards at 12:45. 1:20 scheduled first pitch. Brewers have to deal with Jameson Taillon, who has been terrific since coming off the injured list. He's had three brilliant starts this season for the Cubs. Meanwhile, Tobias Myers, the rookie, gets to take on Wrigley Field in his third ever Major League start. Can't wait for it. Until then, I'm Josh Maurer saying have a great rest of your Friday. For Lane Grindle and producer-engineer Ken Sommerfeld, once again the final score. With a 3-run eighth, it's Milwaukee 3 and Chicago 1. You've been listening to a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
...from her was a waste of time. Hicks told the court she didn't recall if Trump asked her about how the Karen McDougal story would affect the campaign. She explained that he constantly asked her how things were playing. Orton also reported, I had moved from the West Wing to the East Wing when the Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal news, when it hit... When we were in the White House, said Grisham, I did have a lot of personal conversations with Melania. To see that he didn't want to have the newspapers delivered to the residents, it made me smile, she continued. It sounds like something he would think of. Mrs. Trump doesn't read newspapers, she exclaimed. Melania watches the news like crazy. She keeps track of everything. She's on her phone all the time. She never read hard newspapers like he did. That made me kind of smile. That was... one of the ways he hides it from her, it was never going to happen. I also saw text messages between the chief of staff and Melania where, you know, they basically got over it over like cocktails and a luncheon. They went to a nice restaurant, but Melania knew. Melania knew about the affairs and the allegations thereof. She asked her chief of staff about them.
Of course she knew. She knew who she married. A little bit from the Washington Post on Hope Hicks's testimony today. And callers, be patient. We'll get to you. 844-967-2789.
Get a little tearful.
Under questioning from prosecutor Matthew Colangelo, Hicks recounted speaking to Trump after an article appeared in 2018 about a hush money payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. That $130,000 payment was first made by then-Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, whom Trump later reimbursed. Those reimbursements and their categorization as legal costs rather than campaign expenses are the basis of the 34-count indictment filed against Trump by the Manhattan DA. After that hush money payment was detailed by the Wall Street Journal, Hicks said, Trump told her, quote, Michael had paid this woman to protect him from a false allegation and that Michael felt like it was his job to protect him. And that's what he was doing. And he did it out of the kindness of his heart, unquote. Soon after the story came out, Cohen publicly claimed to have made the payments with his own money. Cohen completed a 3-year prison sentence after pleading guilty to fraud and lying and has become an outspoken Trump critic. He is expected to be a key witness in the case. Hicks on Friday became the last of several trial witnesses who have said biting things about Cohen. Asked if it sounded like Mr. Cohen to make a $130,000 payment out of the kindness of his heart, Hicks replied, I'd say that would be out of character for Michael. I don't know Michael to be an especially charitable person or selfless person. She said he was the kind of person who seeks credit. At another point, Hicks Riley mentioned that Cohen liked to refer to himself as a fixer, yet in her experience, he was fixing only because he broke it first. For prosecutors, the main purpose of Hicks's testimony seemed to be showing that Trump and his campaign were very concerned about allegations made against him by women. When it came to the Stormy Daniels story, which surfaced publicly while he was in the White House, Hicks said Trump told her that, quote, it was better to be dealing with it now, and it would have been bad to have that story come out before the election. As soon as Hicks said that, prosecutors ended their questioning.
Dominic, there was also a question of why Hopi Hicks. Hopi is what my Hopi is what Trump sometimes said about her. Very affectionate towards this daughter surrogate sort. So during cross-examination, and I'm using the analysis of Lisa Rubin, who said there are a couple of theories floating around amongst journalists watching why she started crying. The first one is that being asked about the Trump family, who plucked her from a private PR firm and turned her into a star, overwhelmed her. Her affection for Trump, the man, is still evident, Rubin said. So that's the theory number one, Dom. But the other possibility, Rubin said, is darker. The other is darker. Hicks isn't out to hurt Trump, but today she revealed that Trump shared with her that he spoke with Cohen in February of 2018, the morning after Cohen told the New York Times that he had paid Stormy Daniels without Trump's knowledge. Trump told Hicks that Cohen had made the payment to protect Trump from false allegations, never told anyone about it, and did it out of the goodness of his own heart.
Yeah.
Then, according to Rubin, when asked whether that was consistent with the Cohen she knew, she said, it was not. I did not know Michael to be an especially charitable or selfless person. He's the kind of person who seeks credit. In other words, without having to call Trump a liar, Hicks admitted the story Trump told her was a dubious one. Then things got worse, Dom. It got worse. This show is only getting better, but the plight of Donald Trump and the testimony of Hicks only got worse. Folks, you're listening to A Cesspool of Vice Friday edition. I don't mean to say it with such glee, but, you know, Dom, I've known you for 30 years. We've been living in that cesspool of vice together. A good friend told me last night, I'll never retire because all I would do is sit home in a cesspool of vice. And it would kill me. And we wouldn't want that. More devils.
News from the center, WRCE.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden returns to Wisconsin next week. He'll talk about his economic policies in Racine on Wednesday. It will be Biden's eighth visit to Wisconsin since the midterm elections. Donald Trump was in Wisconsin this week. Polls show the race for Wisconsin's votes a virtual tie. Wisconsin's newest sports betting venue opens today. Sean Cullen runs the Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino Sportsbook in Milwaukee. He tells WISN-TV's Up Front he'd back legalizing sports betting statewide.
I would hope so, and we would hope so, but at the end of the day, that's up to the state. But, you know, we're obviously supportive of that.
The Forest County Pottawatomie signed an amended compact with the state 2 years ago that allows sports betting on tribal property. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Vernon County is investing in economic development. The Community Development Department was reinvigorated with a focus of collaborating with local communities and businesses to identify resources and strategies that will boost economic opportunity, build resilient neighborhoods, and ensure the county is well-positioned to thrive. The Vernon County Board of Supervisors approved $100,000 in American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA, funds to renew the economic development strategy, design and distribute the first Vernon County Visitor Guide, and redesign the county website. A significant change for the Community Development Department was hiring a full-time economic development and marketing coordinator, a position previously outsourced with a third party since 2018. Larkin Breckel was hired and started with the county this past Monday. Her primary responsibilities are to support local business expansion and retention and promote the county as an ideal place to live, work, and play. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. In Sex and the City spinoff news, Rosie O'Donnell will join the cast of And Just Like That for Season 3. The New York Post reports that O'Donnell will play a new character named Mary in at least one episode. Actors Karen Pittman and Sarah Ramirez were written off the show following Season 2. New episodes for Season 3 will be available to stream in 2025. The New York Post reports that people are calling out an offensive joke in The Fall Guy. During the film, one of the characters walks into a messy trailer and says, "Looks like Johnny and Amber were here," referring to Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Hard to believe, but people on social media worked themselves into a lather over a single joke about two people they've never met who aired all their dirty laundry, which included toxic verbal and physical abuse during a public trial. But make fun of a crazy couple's tidiness, you'll get posterized. I didn't find the joke offensive, but if that's the scene that sticks out in the movie, I am in less of a hurry to see The Fall Guy, which opens May 3rd. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a few showers around and highs in the upper 60s. Sunshine in near 70 on Sunday. Sunny to start off Monday, then clouds return late, a chance of showers into Monday night, highs in the low 70s. Right now it's 73.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah, it's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to retired Major General Randy Manner about Project 2025 and what that could mean to American democracy. Hour number two, cars versus deer. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday happy hour. It'll get happier. It'll be a happier happy hour soon, Dom. And we air the grievances here on the Fridays, 844-967-2789. If the boss is watching, you can use the text line. But otherwise, we prefer when you call, unless you're CJ. I know you've been there for a while, CJ. Stu, buddy. Stu, 844-967-2789. But the former president, Don Snorleone, perked up today. Woke up from his slumber in court when he heard his own voice on tape, Dom.
Oh, nothing gets his attention like him.
Apparently, as part of the evidence offered today in court, they played Michael Cohen's recording of him, you know, discussing how they're going to finance the $150, the payment to Karen McDougal, the former playmate. Who alleges, and do I still need to use alleged, who alleges that she had an affair with Donald Trump. He denies, strongly denies any of the activities. Hell, even Melania's chief of staff admits she knew the whole time. So anyways, everybody knows. Laura Ingraham even said it the other night on her show, you know, you're not supposed to do that when you're Fox News. You're supposed to keep the company line. But anyways, Hope Hicks cried on the stand, and I want to close this thought in Lisa Rubin's interpretation of why it would be that she was crying on the stand. Here is where things got worse, perhaps even worse, during the same conversation. And again, she had just, during cross-examination or during examination, she had just readily admitted, Hope Hicks said this, I did not know Michael Cohen, to be an especially charitable or selfless person. He is the kind of person who seeks credit. You know, think of like a Dom sort, according to Rubin. In other words, more of a Crudy sort, perhaps. In other words, without having to call Trump a liar, Hicks admitted the story Trump told her was a dubious one.
And that story Trump told her was that, what, Michael Cohen went out on his own in his own pocket to, you know, protect Donald Trump from the scurrilous false accusations. And so he paid out of his pocket out of the kindness of his heart.
Additionally,
I believe that.
Correct. According to reporter Rubin regarding Hicks's statement, perhaps even worse, during that same conversation, Trump asked her how she thought the Time story was playing and wondered aloud whether it would have been better for the story to have come out during the campaign or when it had, concluding the real life timing had been better. That's where the prosecutor's direct examination of Hicks ended. And within a minute or two, her emotions bubbled over. In conclusion, Rubin wrote, none of us can say why Hope cried or what's going through her head, but as mysterious as she is, I can't imagine that as she crisscrossed America at Trump's side, she ever imagined testifying in a criminal case against a man who saw her as a surrogate daughter. That was echoed by Joyce Vance. Witnesses cry or get emotional on the stand for a lot of different reasons. But here, given Hope Hicks' relationship with Trump, it suggests that because she's under oath, she had to reveal facts she'd rather left unsaid, and she's concerned she damaged Trump. I think she did, Dom. One of the jury's job is to assess the credibility of witnesses. Details like this are not lost on them. Anything she said that cast Trump in a poor light is something she'd rather not have had to say, which makes her believable. And she's corroborated some important details. And one other detail I can corroborate, although I wasn't there, I'm just going by the reporting of others. Trump could not watch her testify. Trump watched the monitor of Hope Hicks in the courtroom testifying against him. Couldn't face her in that regard, if you know what I'm saying, Dom.
Well, she basically admitted she ordered the code red, man. I mean, that's why she's upset. That why they ended the conversation. Trump saying it was better for it to come out now after the election than before. I mean, that it goes to the intent, goes to the frame of mind. She had to acknowledge that because, of course, that's the case. And when you decide, yes, you ordered the code red, I saw it, I was there, I was, you know, and you're honest about it and you don't want to be, you don't want to have these discussions, you are forced to be honest by the subpoena and under oath. Maybe she feels like, you know, she's Herman the old man, which maybe she is, but don't worry, Hopi, he deserves it.
844-967-2789. Gary from Sussex. Welcome back to the show, Gary. What do you got, you little conservative love muffin?
Hey, what's going on, Gary? Happy days.
I want to know why I jumped ahead of CJ.
Because, you know, he's CJ. At least you've got a tone of reason. Here's the difference, Gary. We talk. CJ just hammers talking points. And it doesn't matter. I mean, CJ, when I see the guy on the street occasionally, you know, he's okay in those contexts, but he gets himself all wired up on the air, Gary. And it's, you know, it's just a matter of seconds before we got to cut his ass off. So let's see if we can have a conversation, Gary. How are you doing today?
I'm busy.
Never too busy for us though.
Yeah. We appreciate that, Gary.
I'm driving on a stinking freeway going south. And it's like 15 miles an hour, and I got to get to a job. All right, back to business. You know, Donald Trump lies through his false teeth. We all know that. All politicians lie. He's lying.
No, that's not true.
Well, okay, most politicians lie. I don't trust them, okay? And Donald Trump is lying. Everybody knows it. But, you know, you got Biden. Look at some of the stuff that he comes up with. I driven an 18-wheeler. He rode in it. He never drove an 18-wheeler. Then he says he was a professor at Penn State, and, you know, he taught for 4 years. That didn't happen either. And then he talked about Boozy, Uncle Boozy, getting eaten up by cannibals. And, you know, just over and over again. I never talked
Gary,
to my son
let me ask you this. You know, we've all met a few BSers in our lives, right? And we know they're BSers. Yeah, I've met a few BSers, and I would say the difference is that Joe pulls these memories out of air, and he tells us stories like Bob Uecker tells us stories during the Brewer game. And, you know, it's got a nugget of truth, but then he sort of embellishes it and makes it a bigger story. I think Joe's got a little tad of that. But Donald Trump is lying with malicious intent. He just lies and lies and doesn't care what the truth is. And Gary, I think there's a clearly different level of what they're lying about.
Okay. And I understand that. He's embellishing that he's this really...
Joe Biden's lying about how big the fish is he caught last week.
Okay.
And Donald Trump's lying about whether or not he sold government secrets to the Russians, Gary. That's where I see the distinction.
Well, all right, but I don't believe that he did. And all this Russian collusion stuff, that's all been defunct. It's all
That's not true, Gary.
That's not true at all, man. Well, listen, not true. Right. I'm not going to let you say that, Gary. It's not true. Let's talk about Trump's lies. He's on trial right now because of those lies. And those lies, what he did, he had caught and killed, these reports that would have been very damaging to his election had those come out. Right. That's the point, Gary. And what is that? Really, well, it's not criminal. Just the fact that we were denied as voters the truth about our candidate. Oh, you can make your own guesses on that, Gary. He also apparently booked it and created additional crimes to cover it up, to cover up the payments, Gary. Now, you had said he lies. Okay. I believe he lies. You believe he lies. And in this particular case, those lies were transferred into action, which denied the voters. Voter, you know, denying, and of course the fraud in New York State.
And his lifelong buddy David Pecker said this was to affect the election. I mean, Pecker's the one that's saying it's to affect the election. This is not about hiding it from Melania. Even her chief of staff said, "Oh, she knew."
Okay, But the thing is, look at Clinton. Okay.
Clinton? What the hell's that got to do with anything?
Let me finish.
Okay. All right, Gary. You better make it quick.
Bill Clinton was impeached for lying to Congress about his affair. Okay. Now,
correct.
To me, that's ridiculous. He shouldn't have been impeached for that.
Correct, Gary. I would rule this one.
For lying to a federal judge, Gary. If you're the chief executive and you get under oath and you lie to a federal judge, you think that's okay? Or do you think that actually destroys the entire system
for
what we're trying to do?
Right. And I'm saying what happened to Bill Clinton, we should have never done that to him.
You sound like Kavanaugh right now in his presidential. Gary, here's what I would say.
Wait.
And I don't disagree with you for a change.
Word, all right, then.
All right. Get
the last word.
I won't hang up on you.
No, go ahead.
Here's my thought. I think you're trying to create a parallel between sexual acts outside of marriage, apparently with the porn star and a playmate, just like Bill Clinton chased every woman. And even had apparently state troopers assisting him in his pursuit. And I read somewhere where JFK was chasing women, including Marilyn Monroe and a bunch of others. Once upon a time, a man, and considering most politicians were men, their personal lives or their lack of faithfulness to spouses was not put in the public record. And then with apparently Gary Hart, that kind of changed. The monkey business, right? And then it was the impeachment of Bill Clinton and certainly Weinstein. Don't even bring up that rapist, dude. But let's say I agree with you. I would set aside the trial of Donald Trump over this if we could actually get to the real crimes, like the documents that he took to Mar-a-Lago, which are clearly classified, and also, Gary, the insurrection, dude. I mean, Bill Clinton never ordered an insurrection. Bill Clinton actually won re-election.
That's what I'm saying. He got more popular because the Republicans tried to shame him. All right. Now, this is my opinion, and this is my last word, okay? You guys better just pray that they end up throwing this stuff out and they decide they're not going to do it. Because the more they do this, the more popular he's going to get. And with all this stuff that's going on in these colleges, it's hurting Joe Biden. It's hurting Joe Biden, all these criminal stuff that they're trying to get Trump on. And the Republicans aren't all into this. I'm just telling you, it better stop. And if they start...
Or what, Gary? We're going to get stuck with Trump again? I thought you wanted that.
Yes, I do. I'm just staying for you guys.
You're giving us friendly strategic advice, Gary?
Gary, hang on a second. I just want to be very clear, and we're gonna go to break here in a second. But do you believe that Donald Trump engaged in a coup against this country?
No.
How would you define his actions on January 6th?
Go to the Capitol. Let him know what you say, but do it peacefully. That's all I heard.
And I'll be with you, and you better fight like hell. And now, what about Gary? What about all the false electors that went out to all the different states to try to overturn those elections? You think Donald Trump, number one, do you believe that happened, the false elector scheme? And do you think that was illegal or wrong?
I believe that Donald Trump, in his mind, thought that he was cheated out of election. And he said, go and find me some votes. Find them. Okay? Now, you would
manufacture them.
Believe in your heart that you were cheated. Now, do I believe that you got cheated? I don't know. I think shenanigans went on. But the fact is, I'm over it. Okay? He'll never get over it, just like Hillary never get over it. She's still whining about it.
Gary, Donald Trump said this week in Wisconsin, he actually won Wisconsin. You think that's a logical? You think that's acceptable? This is the guy you're going to vote for, Gary.
Yes, because he is the least of the two evil. Trust me, I wish we had two different candidates. Yeah. I really do.
Because Joe Biden tells some fish stories, Gary. Come on, man.
Gary said he would not necessarily, Donald Trump would not accept the results of this election unless it's totally fair. Gary, he's not going to accept it unless he wins. And if he wins, we're screwed. If he doesn't win, which hopefully he won't, he's going to do the same thing again.
You know, going to a Trump rally the other day, Gary, got me involved with a meme and a PolitiFact of sorts. Not a true PolitiFact, but sort of a Snopesy outfit.
A fact check?
I've been fact-checked, Gary, and I'm on the wrong side of history, at least through my association with your buddy, MyPillow CEO and former crackhead Mike Lindell. I'll tell you that story when we come back.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
As a farmer, you make a lot of important decisions that impact the profitability of your operation. When considering your crop insurance options for the next growing season, turn to Ag Country Farm Credit Services. The insurance team at Ag Country knows agriculture, and they'll work to personalize a multi-peril crop insurance policy to fit your needs and protect your bottom line. Contact Ag Country today to get started. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt in Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too. Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Friday to us all, airing of the grievances. Let's get back to the lines, 844-967-2789. Bill from Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, you are up. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
I'm glad the topic was online. And a friend of yours, Charlie Behrens, said it best online. He said, we all lie, some more than others, but one more than all. And that's a perfect description of Donald Trump. I wish that guy has got some foresight when he's talking about politics. The point is, 91 felonies, 26 sexual assaults, 11 bankruptcies, 2 impeachments. That's the best they got. Really? Really? That's the best they got. Oh, yeah.
Better candidates, better ideas, Bill.
Amen to that, brother. Have a beer on me today.
All right, Bill. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, man. 844-967-2789. Let's keep going. Tom from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Happy Friday, Tom.
Hey, you two guys. Michael, looking forward to being at the Grassroots Festival with you tomorrow.
I am looking forward to it, Tom. You playing the guitar? You got to entertain the folks?
Well, I'm opening the festival at 7:30, and then I'm also opening for Garrison Keillor in the evening.
That is excellent. Garrison Keillor, he is the, you know, other than you and I, Tom, he's the guest of honor. Tom, do you have a schedule? Do you know what time Crudy's supposed to be there?
I want to say 3 or 4. It's just give it a Google. It's right there. I'm driving right now. Otherwise, I'd look it up for you. But you're in the afternoon. It'll be fun. And
I know I got to be there before 3, Tom. I'm doing some sort of midday emceeing, so I'll have to Google.
That's
it's
right.
Worth a Google.
Yeah. Maybe I can catch up with you on the drink I owe you, because we bet that I bet you stupidly that Donald Trump would be in prison before the Iowa primary, and you know I lost. So
I will take you up on that bet that I didn't remember us making, Tom, but I will we'll certainly cash that check.
Hey, Tom, beer chips. I think we thought we did. Maybe we made that bet with me, Tom. It wasn't Crude. It was me.
Wait. You what? Said Donald Trump would not be the nominee, Dom. You also made a bet.
Hey, he's not the nominee yet, baby. He's the presumptive nominee. Hell, the reporting even says, he's not the nominee yet. Let's just get through the summer. We'll see what happens.
844-967-2789. Let's see if we can make it through the day.
Yeah.
Let's start with today. It is
small goals.
A cesspool of vice Friday edition. And you could be a part. Join us 844-967-2789. Cam from Nita. Welcome back, young man.
Hey, Cam.
Hello,
Cam. Yes, Cam.
Hey. First grievance, landlords are wieners. Second, I don't know how people can drive with a blindfold on this political season and possibly think that everything about the courts and this American justice system regarding any of the things filed against Trump are like a hoax and not real. I don't know how you can possibly think that. That's so much paperwork, so much work just for something that's a lie. If you truly believe that it's a lie, how wouldn't anyone come out and part of that process and say, yeah, this is not being done truthfully or faithfully to the system. We can't be doing this. If it truly was a lie, you aren't working with logic. You're embarrassing yourself. And I'm hoping you genuinely don't vote. And if you do, on the off chance that you are, I'm going to drag five other people to go vote too and educate them, because I have to pick up the slack for people like you that are going to tear everything apart. And I don't want to lose this planet because of some orange mongrel.
Well said, Cam.
Is that it, man? Or you got more grievance in you?
It would be more stuttering and just like non-coherent anything. I'm just glad I can call you guys and vent, because therapy is expensive and you guys are cheap.
Yeah. We might be easy, but we ain't cheap. No, I'm sorry. Maybe we're a little bit of both.
We are Thanks cheap. For calling, yeah. We are cheap.
And easy.
844-967-2789. Let's sneak one more in this hour. Who's your Bob? You've been waiting a little bit longer. Welcome, Bob. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bob, what's happening?
Hey, boys, happy Friday.
Yeah, man.
My grievance. I have to take heavy exception with Gary.
Yes.
Don't walk into my house and threaten me. That's real simple. Oh, if you guys keep doing what you're doing, we're going to take over and you'll be sorry. What? Come on. I haven't listened to BS like that since I was 10. No. Come up with a valid discussion or go home, but don't walk into my house and threaten me.
Yeah, represent Hoosier Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Yes, if you guys keep going after, quote unquote, our guy, he's just going to get more popular with the mega base. That's not possible. Listen, he it's not a threat, Gary. You want Donald Trump. We get that. You want Donald Trump despite the felonies, despite the rape, right? Despite the attitude, despite the insurrection, despite the documents, our secret national documents on the floor in the bathroom. You still want that guy. You're already threatening us.
They want him even more. That's what you don't understand. They love a bad boy. You're listening to the Assessable of Vice Friday edition. A happier happy hour and more vice and sinfulness and Trump.
News from the center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas breaks down The Fall Guy, and Max Inc. host Terry Barr shares new tunes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9. Matt Mayer on air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.